Everybody, it is Monday, May 8th. It is 12:04. It is currently 9:19 out here, but it's warmer than 5 yesterday. So, here we go. We have the zombie crew on. So, here we go. We're talking weapons of history. So, you said your favorite weapon was the falchion.
And the cutlass.
But my favorite weapon was the... I gotta say, my favorite one is kind of the nunchuck. But also, that's not really my favorite.
I dare you to try and use nunchucks right now.
I dare you. But my actual favorite, and I have used this before, is the Wakizashi.
Short sword.
Yeah.
Sure. No.
Yeah, the Wakizashi. I loved it. It was such a fun blade to use and have because, like, it was like I could use it as a machete and cut things, but I could also use it as like a nice kitchen knife and cut things like that too.
Musashi Miyamoto actually had a very famous sword style. He was known for dual wielding. However, a lot of people misinterpret this. They thought he was dual wielding two katanas.
Too much.
They thought that he was dual wielding two katanas. Yeah. Instead, what he was actually doing, because most samurai carried all three blades on them, right?
Yeah.
A katana, wakizashi, and a handheld. Right? What he was doing was dual wielding the katana and the wakizashi. So he had his long sword and his short sword out, and that's how he'd fight people.
Oh.
And he'd use the short sword more as a
block sort of area,
where he'd use the long sword to actually cut him down.
Yeah.
It was nifty, but you had to be exceptionally strong to do that. And his training involved a lot of, like, bodybuilding. Because... have you ever tried to just swing a regular-sized katana with one hand?
No.
It does not work out well. Like, that sword is meant to be two-handed. Yeah. It's weighted in a specific way. It's so hard to use.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just start flinging your wrist and being like, oh, God.
Your wrist just falls off.
Like,
it just pops out.
It's hard to do. It's not that it's, like, really heavy or anything. Yeah. It's just... awkward. It's not meant to be thrown.
Oh, okay.
So maybe if you had to pick a sword or weapon, what would you choose?
To murder somebody?
Like medieval warfare.
Like medieval. So something you carry on your back.
Oh, okay.
So like say you were an adventurer and you walked around and like something to defend yourself with.
I don't know what kind. Definitely a sword. I don't know what kind of sword though. Mm. Like something.
Like short sword, big sword, heavy sword.
Something like pretty decent size, medium like size, and like not really too.
I can see you with like a mace.
It's a mace.
So like a mace is like a club, but it has like it's like a club, but
it's a spiked club.
It's pulled down so that it's like if you cut a bat open and like spider hot dogged it, but you made them all blades.
Yeah.
So when you hits into somebody's head. And the carbon is stuck in their brain, but it also was used to bash through shields.
It's too bloody. But for me, I would use a mace.
I can poke people.
Yeah, I've always liked swords better. I've always done better with swords.
I would use a mace, only for one reason. Y'all can use swords, but when I slam down and you try and block, your sword's going to be broke to shit.
Yeah. I think I would do, like, throwing that. I think I would do, like, a blade, like a short blade, and a wakizashi.
Mm-hmm.
I would have two blades because then I could light on my feet, stab. Oh no, that's not Miyamoto style. That's what's a style from
Miyamoto carried the katana walks actually just like this.
Oh, okay. There was an anime recently where Vinland, he already carries the two blades like this.
Daggers though.
Yeah, daggers. Like how hard of a style must that have been to learn? Especially against like Vikings.
Daggers? Daggers were used quite a bit because they were cheap.
Yeah.
However, most of those guys ended up then, or if they survived, they just picked up a weapon off the ground that was more useful.
But like, you purposely crippled himself in that fight.
You can't really use a dagger against any opponent that's wearing armor.
Yeah.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
Unless you're sneaking up on them and you know exactly those creases in the armor, exactly where to slip in the knife. Unless you know that and you're sneaking up on them, a dagger is useless in warfare.
Oh yeah, I know this because I tried it in Blades and not Blades and Sorcery, I was Swordsman. Because I put on armor physics. And I was like, okay, let's try this. So I
legitimately tried, and I couldn't do it. So I had to, like, somehow block their attack, and then parry and stab them in between the armor, but even then, it didn't do that much damage. So I had to, like, stab them in their kneecaps. So they recently added in a new update to that game.
They should update to go bone-breaking mods, so I can use that mace to its full potential. Oh, yeah. Every time they swing for you, you're just like, knee! They're like...
Kneel before me. No, how about you kneel before me?
Ah, my knees.
Oh man, you need to play it, man. See, so think of the headset fixed.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Oh, they even added in a horde mode. Horde mode is just scary because, okay, so if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, where you have like, basically imagine yourself fighting a zombie with just a sword or shield. It's terrifying.
I like the Game of Thrones swords.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
very European.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, especially the what are they called? The Thraki. The Thraki weapons.
Dothraki.
Yeah.
Thraki weapons were more
Egyptian.
Yeah, they were like
Middle
the...
Eastern.
Yeah. They're like curved. Yeah. They curved on them. Yeah.
Middle Eastern Indian type
he spoke
weapons.
To my sister today.
What?
I was saying that you spoke to my sister
today. I did. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and her Jamaican husband. And I was like, it went really well. She asked the general questions.
Just a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And she was more.
I told her the truth. And I was like, yeah, it's nice. And she wanted to pick us up for lunch to get to know me more. And I'm like, yeah, I'm totally down for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Her husband just came to Canada last year.
Oh. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, but they've been together since high school.
Aww. That's cute. Sweet. High school sweethearts. Do we know anything what's going on in the world right now? There's like,
If you have to ask that question, then it's...
Okay.
I just know, like, a little bit of drama.
I don't really like covering news on the cast. I will do
so
an update and everything.
Question.
And then. Because I kind of wanted to know a little bit.
Like Usher and
Chris
Brown got into a fight.
What?
Yeah, like
who
Usher
Chris
and Chris
Brown?
Brown. Like they said that Chris Brown jumped Usher.
What? What the hell?
Yeah.
What's he jumping Usher for?
What? They're at like a roller rink.
What the hell is that?
Story? It just seems kind of weird. Like I don't know.
Oh, yeah, explain the story. I
don't know. I just saw like a couple of like videos yesterday that was like updating.
Up?
And I'm just like, I didn't even click on any of them.
Oh, who has their phone?
Like,
let's look this up.
Usher's not even in, like...
Let's look up the story for this. We need to get
Chris Brown's friend group. He's not
part
of that
generation. Yeah.
So, what? How in the hell?
And somehow Tiana Taylor's involved.
Like, what? He's older. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
this don't make sense.
Like, what? Explain. Like, Xwane, is that what I had here? Oh, yeah.
It don't make sense, man. Usher
Chris Brown's first thing that popped up.
It'd be like friggin' Eminem trying to fight,
So no visible injury.
Okay, so... Let's see. Okay, people slap forums. You're good at reading, so... Alright. The article says...
The musicians allegedly got into an altercation at the Skate Rock City roller rink on Saturday morning. Chris Brown and Usher took part in the Lovers and Friends Music Festival in Las Vegas on Saturday evening, following a fight that repeatedly took place between the two musicians earlier in the day. On Saturday morning, Brown, 34, allegedly got into an argument with Usher, 44, during his birthday party at the Skate Rock City roller rink. As seen in the video obtained by TMZ, Hollywood Unlocked was first to report the news. Per TMZ, Brown was attempting to talk to Tiana Taylor, and became angry when she ignored him.
Oh.
Which caused Usher to intervene and try to calm the singer. Okay, I'm going to pause here. Brown, how would you ever think you could even kiss the feet of Tiana Taylor? You are not in the league.
Right?
That woman is different.
Yeah.
You ain't it.
Honestly, I swear she openly said in an interview when she's like, yeah, I cheat. And she says so casually, and she's like, yeah, if I like someone, I'm a fuck them. And then they're like, I don't get why you don't just, you know, open relationship or something. Like, yeah. Cheating. It doesn't make any sense. Especially if you know ahead of time that you know.
The outlet said that Brown then told his crew they were leaving and they exited the facility, though Usher followed after them. Usher then returned from meeting the group behind a series of charter buses with what appeared to be a bloody nose, according to TMZ, which cited an eyewitness. Representatives for Usher, Brown, and Taylor did not immediately respond to people's request for comment. No shit! Later that day, both artists took part in the festival, which counted Mariah Carey, Nelly, Sean Paul, Pitbull, Missy Elliott, and more. That would have been a beast. Ooh, concert.
Yeah. It would have been nice to go to, yeah.
Ready for fight.
Oh. Neither star referred to the alleged incident during the respective sets. Good.
Oh, okay.
The outlet added that both Brown and Usher also did not show any evidence of injury while performing before those in attendance.
He has a double.
He's got a double.
All of them. His stunt double.
All of them. Do you know, like, so, you know.
Oh, Clone Orlando Theory. I'm going to go into Clone Theory.
Yeah,
okay.
The actor who went.
Orlando Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking nuts. Love that guy.
Which bong can I use? He's been cleaning up lately.
Yeah. Oh,
you're attacking him? We did? Oh, thank you.
He started cleaning up. Okay. He's still kind of whacked.
Yeah.
But he's starting to say things that are kind of giving people a little bit of creeps.
I watch, like, and all of them.
He was mentioning how there's celebrities that are dead.
Yeah.
But walking the streets of L.A. piss fucking drunk.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that in this interview, and I'm like, it's funny. A number of other celebrities have said that.
Yeah.
Cat Wilson. Like,
a lot of the stuff... Oh, there. A lot of the stuff that he says, like, everyone's like, oh, it's crazy, and then, like, you look back and it's like, other celebrities have said the same things as well.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's like, some people's deaths are definitely being covered.
Yeah.
Up. Like,
oh, for sure.
That they've reached the higher elite status. Enough, they can do whatever they want.
Now they're able to. This is like a crazy thing. I forgot how I don't have any proof. I forgot how I know the information, but they're able to like soul transfer. It's like they're like on that level of technology. Mm. Or I think it was in a couple of years.
We're getting into altered carbon, eh?
There's a number of theories on it, but to be honest, I think it's just closer to the fact that they have better genes.
Yeah,
I think that's just what it comes down to. Because like you hear talks of medications that are not on the market that you can't find on the Google that reference in these interviews, like Joe Rogan said, "Oh, I take this, whatever," right? But you look it up and you're like, "Fuck that! I don't know that."
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's so, like how I'm
almost
greens.
Guaranteed that the elites have a fucking cure for cancer.
Oh, probably. Yeah, probably. Sure. I have it like in a box, stock or something. You know,
that Family Guy episode.
That there was like social media dating, and then like high up dating. So like for like, I always had this theory that there's a dating app for regular people.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a dating app for the
celebrities. It's called Raya. You have to, like...
There's a number of them.
Yeah, the main one is Raya, and, like, they have to check your, like, background and everything, and...
Make sure you're actually famous.
Yeah, literally, they check your, like, social media and shit.
I saw this, this video. It was, like, a bunch of celebrities walking this red carpet to go see a game.
Yeah.
And... This guy comes out, like, he's not an actor or anything. Mm-hmm. He just comes out in this really nice suit, had, like, comic book pages all over it, kind of like, and just starts walking down the red carpet, some dude just comes out of nowhere, starts pushing up on him, saying, yeah, you can't be here, you're not part of this. Yeah. And he goes, oh, really? Because I own this.
Oh, shit.
The guy who owns
this. And the guy went, no, you're not. And he goes, oh, I'm not? You're fired.
Oh, yeah. At least know who you're working for, right?
Like, damn, that was rough.
Should I bring the chairs over here? Now I'm dry weather. Yeah. What's then I have to move this entire table and take this piece off, and it's like, nah, not right now. I'm doing it tomorrow.
Want to try the orange vest trick?
What's that one?
You can get into any concert for free. You just gotta wear an orange construction vest and act like you own the place. No. People will think you're maintenance. They will move right as high. They will not ask questions.
Seriously? Oh, yeah.
The amount of YouTubers that have done this. Oh, you remember you remember the Mayweather versus Logan Paul fight?
Yeah,
some YouTuber actually started in this fight and was like chilling with Mayweather. Nice. Like, he literally just wore an orange vest and you watch it with his camera crew, like his one other character that he has on his chest. It's like a button thing. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing an orange vest as well, and they just went right past the front door. Security didn't even question them.
If you just it's all about attitude as well. Like, if you know, like,
if you walk in, you own the place, then it's easy.
Security didn't even look at them. They're like,
it's all confidence. It's all like, if you walk in like you own the place, then you can do anything.
See, orange vest with him to ignore because
tech, like tech dude, maintenance man. He's the maintenance dude. Okay, so, do you remember the movie Pixels?
No.
Yeah?
No one remembers that movie. It was a travesty.
It was.
It was pretty bad. So,
everyone admits that, too.
So, if you were in that last scene, do you think you would have been able to defeat Donkey Kong pretty easily, or do you think you would have struggled the world?
I feel like we would have destroyed everything. They weren't that hard to beat.
They really weren't. It just took basic gaming skills to do it. And the fact that, like,
listen,
most of them died was terrible.
Listen, Adam Sandler is your everyday guy. He makes it. He makes movies about your everyday guy. Meaning, if Adam Sandler can do it and stop the pixel out, what do you call it, apocalypse, then we could do it.
Honestly,
in a heartbeat.
Honestly. It'd probably be pretty easy to do. You just take them all out. So I actually forgot. Kiki wanted to know what the story was behind Elden Ring, because I had forgotten. I wasn't able to tell her. I told her that you were basically a virus that keeps coming back. It's killing everybody.
Well, you're not a virus. You aren't. Landos.
Oh, okay. Well, can you go into more detail? Because I forgot.
Basically, before you even start the game, the land has been sort of at peace due to this thing called the Earth Tree, which actually is just a big ass golden tree,
which is the mythical tree, life tree of life,
sort of. So it was a magic they found from before their kind existed on the plains, and they didn't really understand it, but they thought it was holy because it was golden. The more you look into it, the more you end up finding out that everyone that was part of the Golden Order and part of the Erd Tree itself were slowly corrupted by it. With this Erd Tree, essentially what ended up happening is there wouldn't be death anymore.
Yeah.
So people could go on living. Essentially, everything became a time loop. So, right? You die, you start the day. And this was happening to a lot of people, but those people were the people that were connected heavily to the magic in that land.
Yeah.
And those people were called the Tarnished. Eventually, when your character comes in, essentially everything's been fucked. The original Erd Tree had been destroyed. The remnants of it were collected up and used to create a fake one, which is why the one you see in the game is see-through. And they still use the fragments of the Erd Tree and plant them around, which is why you have those minor Erd Trees everywhere. To amplify their power and keep the process going so that there could be no death. But the people that are part of the Golden Order don't seem to be great people. And they seem to be doing things for their own selfish ends.
Considering, so there was three monks.
Your character has a choice to come in and do whatever he wants, essentially. There are multiple quest lines, multiple different endings. Even one that has nothing to do with the lore at all, called the Frenzy Flame. You just go down the Frenzy Flame path, essentially you just kill everything. You become the god of madness and just murder everything.
Which is currently what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm currently killing everything and everyone. Every NPC I see, I kill. I don't even question.
You need to get the Frenzied Flame and go down that story arc for that. You need to do the quest lines.
Okay, that's what I'll be doing next then. I'll be looking at the Frenzied Flame quest.
Just keep in mind, if you just do things randomly, you're not doing any quests. You're just kind of...
Well, I mean, I have people who I wanted to come hunt me. But I have his weapon now, and his actual arc. Which is an amazing ability because it literally shoots the sword into like a screwdriver motion and then slashes the guy flying, and it's hilarious to see because it knocks most enemies. The guy's like, especially when the guy's charging, he's like, ah! Ping, he gets sent flying. He's like, ah! It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You can even
it ruins the animation and it sends them flying, and I love it.
This is the hardest ending to do. People have to do it in the new game plus.
Oh my god.
But essentially, you just kill the cursed ones. The ones who have been affected by the plague and their mindset warped, you know, Godric and all of them. Yeah. Essentially, you don't face off against any of the mini bosses. You don't face off against any of the small foe.
Okay.
You only level up yourself by basically ending runes and working on your character that way.
Mm.
Which is enough, because you can't just farm shit.
You just know about the divine power.
And if you're able to kill all the villains, right, and restore balance, essentially that is your quote-unquote good ending, right?
Yeah.
Because essentially you restored balance. You just killed all of the people that were fucking shit up for everyone.
Yeah.
And then just walked out and was like, peace, I'm a hero.
I'm excited to try my blood build against Queen Renal. Because I feel like I'm just gonna kill her so easily with a blood build. Like, oh my god. Okay. Let me explain the stats of my current weapon.
Never.
So
current weapons.
So my current weapon does 204 damage, plus bleed damage, plus slashing damage, plus. I haven't even checked how much bleed damage it is now. And plus I have the jellyfish shield, which ups my attack damage by at least like 10%, so it's like additionally it does like 300 and something. So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna wreck her. Like, I'm pretty sure she's not gonna do nothing against me. For sure I'm gonna walk up to her and be like, scut, 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 scut. She'll just be like, ah, and die. Cause like last time I used it for my magic build, when I was slashing on her, it wrecked her, but like, this is all slashing. This is all slash. So I feel like she's gonna wreck her.
I shall do a slash. Slash little tiny lines in your dick.
Oh.
Put salt on it.
Oh!
I love it, juice.
Oh! And then put it in a clamp and just like stretch it.
Stretch.
and then put like tiny and then do the what's it called treatment to it.
This is the pain Olympics.
The little what's those little needles that acupuncture? Oh, yeah. Yeah. The new acupuncture to it. Oh no! Oh, it hurts thinking about it.
I don't know how this guy like put it in the hole. Like, the tippy tip.
Yeah!
Those metal rods.
Oh, no!
And they put it all, because, like, it has to, like, that's touch the, what's it called, the guy juice spot.
Yeah.
So it goes all the way back.
One thing I never really understood, and I always worried about it myself, was like, What if I have to get a catheter in, you know? It's like, the hole will never be the same, you know? Will I pee weird from this point on? Like,
no, pee weird.
Oh, that's terrible, but no. Great.
You know what? What if I just Swiss cheese your penis so that every time you take a piss, you just, like, sprinkler sound?
Like, wee! Every time.
comes out in every direction.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Am I spraying on you everywhere? You go to like his little urinal, just sprays everywhere. You just, like, get the guy next to you. Get the guy behind you. You're getting everybody. You're just hitting yourself. You're just like,
oh, I see you guys have the regular stream. I got the shower head.
Okay, speaking of that, okay, so have you ever had the experience where you're in a men's bathroom and a random ass guy pulls his pants down, his full ass is hanging down, and he's just pissing in the urinal? Like, this man doesn't know how to use a fucking urinal, like, nobody taught him?
No. And you want to know why?
Why?
I support hardcore bullying of people that want to act stupid.
I hate those people who do that, honestly.
Want to know why? Because it works.
When I was younger, in both elementary school and hole. High school, if you dropped your pants all the way down,
you take a piss at the urinal,
someone
would kick you in the
butthole.
Yeah, kick you in the butthole.
Someone would kick you in the butthole. It's not a joke. You'd be sitting there like, thinking everything's okay. If I saw you, that's a joke. I'm going to get it directly in the hole.
Boosh. And then you find out.
Danny felt my butthole kicks. They're acting.
Yeah.
Get the big toe right there.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh. It's like, that'll teach you to drop your pants all the way when you're going in the urinal. What the hell's wrong with you?
Ain't no way he taught you?
Like, damn.
Okay. So, as a chick, are anything in women's bathrooms that, like, bug you like that?
Not really, actually. Because it's just private, like, there's no...
There's all stalls there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that bugs me.
What?
How come in every fast food restaurant, or theater, for that matter, cinemas like that, the women's bathroom is always more fucked up than the men's. What in the hell is wrong with y'all? What are you doing in there?
I have no idea, what? Man.
Yeah, example. Like, I used to clean it during college.
Yeah.
And I would find so many fucking tampons on the ceiling.
On the ceiling.
Behind the toilet. Stuffed in inside of the freaking what's it called? Toilet paper roll thing.
Oh my God.
Like some females in college, bleh. Like y'all are ugh. Like this woman didn't even attempt to roll up her friggin' tampon roll. She just ripped it out of herself and dropped it in the toilet. It's like
my first job was somewhere.
Yeah.
I worked the midnight shift, so I did a lot of the cleaning.
Yeah.
And I got to see a lot of that nonsense.
Oh, my gosh.
We had some incidents in the men's bathroom. I'll get to that later. But I remember one day, it was like my first week on the job, I was asked to clean the women's bathroom. So I'm like, what do I do? It's like, is there a lock or something?
Yeah. He goes,
yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. I went into the washroom, locked the door behind me, and then froze. As I saw the mess around me, and I was so fucking confused, because in my brain, the female is much more cleaner than the male.
Lies.
Yep. But when I went into that washroom, there was piss on the ceiling.
Yeah, I was like, how the hell?
Down.
What the fuck?
What did you do?
Also around the toilet, and on the seat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there going... On the seat.
She like laid out and opened her legs like.
Like I know, ain't none of y'all got a she-weed. Like bring that into the washroom. Like what in hell?
Maybe she did.
And started doing this.
Yeah. Maybe she did. Maybe, you never know. College chicks. You never know, man. They got that like infinite money. Then they got all that debt to spend the money with. So why not, right?
And then this was the fucked up part for me. And I literally told my boss I wasn't clean.
It was probably a dare.
There was a log, like a piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Under the sink.
Oh no.
You know like how the counter kind of sticks out as floating counter?
Yeah.
Yeah, just in the corner underneath, there's just one single log just sitting there. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
What are y'all doing in here? No. What is happening?
I don't use public washrooms, so I don't. I only use it if I like need like if there's no other option. I don't have to go outside.
I will only take a piss in public washrooms. I will not.
Oh, that's not even the option for me to like do number two in a public bathroom.
It's like no. Yeah. It's like no fucking way. I'm
I'll go number one in a porta potty, but I won't go number two. And the only reason why I won't go number two is because one time,
I think you were with me. We were at the lake. It was a very windy day.
And it tipped over.
Oh, it didn't just tip over. We looked
over. Is somebody in there?
It flew like this, and then the wind took it this way. Into the air, and we walked.
Wasn't somebody in there, too?
Yep.
Oh, I remember somebody was in there.
Into the air. We just looked up like
this.
He
was covered in blue.
And then when it landed, dude was like covered. And he walked out, and we're like, oh, let's get out of here before we smell that.
And he did the walk, too. He did the walk. He was like,
Oh,
my landlines all of a sudden. We were like, I was like, oh my god, there's somebody in there. Oh my god.
What kind of karma does that person have to, like, deserve that?
Yo.
Like, do you imagine on the inside when it was like, you saw this, like, sitting all of a sudden. Da, 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 da. It's like a slow motion flyer. It's like, no. It splashed through the face. And, like, Steve Bowes did it. Remember that?
Yeah.
He recorded it. They
did a giant elastic band underneath the porta potty.
No.
And then they went 3, 2, 1, launch. And they launched him into the air.
Oh, my God. Oh my god, that was Steve-O, why?
He literally saw him just, and all the liquid just goes up.
Yeah, but the man came out, I think it was an old man too, wasn't it?
I was like 40-something. Maybe.
Oh, poor guy.
He wasn't like old, though. It was, dude.
It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen, though. It was like, ha!
Oh my god.
Why does Snapchat give me random notifications lately? It's like, this person adding to the story. I don't know who the hell that is.
One was adding random people.
That was one day.
Yeah, a bunch of people keep, like, I have like 50 people just add me on Snapchat. I'm like,
why? I don't even know you people.
Who are you?
Why?
Who are you? Who? What? Me? To me?
I literally thought it was bots. So, like,
my Snapchat thing for when people add me just for streaks and bullshit, my Snapchat thing is this. If I don't know you, immediately, this is my response. I'll snap you one random selfie, right?
Yeah.
Usually, people will snap a selfie back.
Yeah.
As soon as they snap it, I'll take another snap and I'll go, you're ugly, don't mess with me again.
Nice.
Walk right after that.
Yeah. Most of the time, though, if a girl adds you on Snapchat, it's most likely a Snapchat hoe.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I get them too.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, oh, make sure my OnlyFans.
Like,
what?
I don't want an OnlyFans. No, 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 no.
Oh. Don't want to see your only toes.
I don't want to see your only fans. Why would I do that?
I can't. Probably get upset, but there's this guy on Bego that keeps asking to see my toes.
What?
He's like, show me your shoes, and I'm like, no. He's like, and then you just keep.
Will he pay money for them though?
That's what I asked him to. I'm like, you have to send me some beads or something, and not one. So I'm like,
no. Not for free, then. Not for free.
Yeah.
There's this podcast I follow. It's like two dudes and one chick.
Oh.
The girl in the group realized as they were talking about feet and feet fetishes and shit.
Yeah.
Foot fetishes.
Yeah.
She looked up herself.
Oh my god.
On this FootFinder website.
Oh no.
As it turns out, people have been cropping images of her videos for years, and just her feet.
What?
So she immediately, like, deleted all that bullshit, like, reported everything.
Oh my gosh.
And then, because Zach on the podcast thought it was hilarious and be a great idea, he goes, how many people were on that server? And she was like, I don't know, something like 1 million. He goes, you should sell your feet pics. Yeah, you and she immediately went, all right, fine. And Zach, like, I'll fucking sell mine too. I don't care.
Yo, you could sell your feet pics. It's just like, it's just feet. It's not like it's a big thing. If people are into it, might as well exploit them.
See my foot step on a jellyfish.
Oh, I almost did that. Yeah, when I was in Nova Scotia. Apparently, like it's very, very. Yeah, I have. No, I haven't.
I mean, if I just see urchin balls.
Do you have to actually? You actually have to pee on it to get it to like not
kill you. It's just gonna hurt like a bitch.
Speaking of weird fetishes.
Yeah.
Last year, my old roommate, he's into like puppy play. So he like wears like a puppy mask and like become a dog.
I'm getting my baby.
Okay.
And he asked me to go to one of the clubs with him.
Yeah.
Like a puppy play club.
My gosh.
It was very, very weird.
Whoa.
I didn't.
It's so weird.
They had like gay porn on the TV, and on the other TV, they had The Matrix. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
What?
And then there's just these guys like literally fucking like on the floor. Like there's a play floor where they just like wrestle and shit. And it was very weird.
Oh. Okay. I'm not doing that again. That's interesting.
I don't get the.
Benny?
Yeah?
Finally figured it out.
What?
Figured out what a dog looks like.
What?
You seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
That's Toto.
Toto!
Yeah. No, I didn't say that. Yeah, but everyone calls him Toto, yeah.
Toto!
It looks just like a little dog. I'm pretty sure it's the same breed.
Probably is, yeah.
Toto! Okay, what up?
Pick me up. Okay, so what do you guys think about
banning gay marriage? Let's go full Jesse.
I used to go to a LGBT group.
Oh yeah.
That's why I'm a little bit later.
It's okay.
And, like, a couple times I, like, thought, like, I should go back there and pretend to be, like, super crazy Christian and be like, you're all gonna die and burn in hell.
I can't handle the LGBT groups. Even in high school, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Only because every time I crossed past that room, there was some toxic energy going on in there, right? It's a bunch of self-righteous, delusional-ass people who want to feel fucking special. And I hate it.
Mm-hmm. The group that I went to, like, it was outside of school, but it was literally just, like, lonely people that just wanted to interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of nice just to meet friends. Mm. But then there's just drama, because gay people date gay people.
Oh, it's even the interrelational hate that I have a problem within the LGBTQ community, because it's like, they'll start hating out at one person because they're not gay enough.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Or they hate out trans people.
They don't have a particular style, or they're not agreeing with the leftist agenda. It's like, what the fuck? Fuck off.
So one thing I don't really agree with that kind of annoys me as, like, a pimp and in the gay regard sub. So I like to wear collars, but if I wear one walking around casually, then I'm considered trans. And I look like a trans person. And I'm like...
You do, because you look like you're trying to hide your Adam's apple.
No, what I have, like, down here, though. Below my Adam's apple, because if it's on my Adam's apple, then it chokes that I can't breathe. Like, I like it below, because that's better. But anyways, I tried it one time.
Attention away from that. That's
right. And I tried it one time, and just, like... I did like walking around wearing it, like it was comfortable. But then I took it off eventually because I was just like,
you wanna go back
I
in?
Feel silly. I was like, I feel silly. Like, I feel like this is silly. Like, honestly, like, I didn't understand. Like, that was one thing that I didn't really like. Because here's the thing that I don't really agree with. And now, you can be trans if you want to, but personally for me, if you don't get the surgery, then are you really?
My old roommate, he's trans. all my old roommates are trans, actually.
Yeah.
Like, male to female.
No, yeah.
Female to male.
Yeah.
There's an old friend of mine that was.
There's an old friend of mine that's
female to male.
Female to male too. Yeah.
However,
she recently changed back.
I'm gonna be respectful, but he did not expect people to just call him Jazz and trying to act as if he was a boy when he still had the female parts.
Yeah.
And until he started shaving down and actually started looking like a boy and getting his hormone treatment and whatnot, that's the only time he started actually saying, "Hey, don't do that.
Yeah,
my name's not Jazz." Right.
My sister got kicked out of a taxi before because she misgendered somebody, and she had my niece with her, and they're just
"No,
you take it."
Oh, you
and,
want it?
Yeah, they're just like, "Get out!" And she was just stranded in the middle of the road.
Wow.
For what?
For misgendering.
Wow. It's like, how would you know, though?
Yeah, it's, exactly.
Humans we identify things by looks.
Exactly.
Right? Grass is green. We know this. Yeah. Right?
When you're like, don't judge a book by its cover, it's like, we're humans.
You can't all of a sudden tell me the grass is purple because then I'm going to look at you and go, but it's still green.
Yeah.
Right?
Right? If you don't have the parts, you can't expect people to just automatically gender you as what you believe you are in your head, right? Yeah.
And I want to say something here. You're not transgender if you just have long hair. You have to have the treatments done so you look like you have boobs.
Like male to female?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have the treatments done so you actually look like you have tits. And you actually have to have makeup on and the facial reconstruction surgery and certain stuff like that.
Well, the hormones change your face.
Yeah.
The hormones usually.
but you have to take everything. If you're not taking the hormones, then are you really trans or are you just a man walking around with long hair and makeup on?
That's the thing, though.
Like He-Man freaking out at the guy in EB Games or whatever it was called. GameStop. Was it GameStop? Who misgendered him? It was GameStop.
What I want to question that person on is, like, how can you expect people to call you a female?
Yeah.
When you're literally walking through that place looking like a fucking linebacker. Dude was wearing a pink shirt, right?
Yeah.
But had,
I believe it was a pink
mega,
ass, right?
Mega, like, six-pack abs and,
yeah,
like,
muscle
arms. And was yelling in a bass tone voice.
I'm a woman.
You can't just expect people to just assume you're a woman.
Where are the hormones? Where is the shape?
Because we identify by visuals. So if you don't look the part, you can't just expect people to just say it.
Yeah. Like, what? It makes, like, no sense. I'm just like, I don't get all offended by it.
It's just like, even when I was younger, I used to get misgendered, and I don't throw a hissy fit. Like, if I have my hoodie on and shit, everyone's like, "Oh, hey, what's up, Jen?" I'm just like, "I'm a girl." Sit. They're like, "Oh, my bad."
It's a weird situation to be in, right? But, like, at the end of the day, it's just,
yeah.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah.
But as always, if anybody wants to come on and question or debate us, come on. We're totally open to it.
It's a different situation, right? It's different when you're looking the part, when you're trying your best, right? You can't assume that people will just know, mm-hmm. right? There's a difference between me misgendering you by accident and me misgendering you on purpose. Mm-hmm. There is a big difference between the two. There's a big difference between someone making a mistake and someone being an asshole. Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm just remembering, like, when I told my sister I had a boyfriend, she's like, "Is he actually a boy?" I'm just like, what? She's like, I know nowadays they're like they're a boyfriend, but are they actually a boy? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a boy.
No, their father and mother did the secret experiment at birth. So yeah. they actually made their son into a female. So his sister is actually the original boy, and he's the original.
Oh, okay.
Is sense. That why I have a woman's ass? Okay, something weird though.
That's why your sister got some linebacker shoulders.
Something that's really, really weird though is that I'm gonna be real honest here with everybody. So I actually have a line, a scarf, from the tip of my thing all the way down, and I question. I'm like, nobody else has this, and everybody who I've ever dated has questioned me. They're like, well, why do you have this line?
On where?
From the top of my thing, all the way down, all the way down. Yeah, yeah.
It's like cut your sausage by accident.
I think someone did.
Someone cut your sausage by accident.
Or something like that. Like I don't understand.
When they were cutting the umbilical cord.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Or something like that. Like I just. Wow. Did someone slice downwards? Like, what?
It's like a straight line.
Whoops, I missed.
It's like a straight fucking line that I always questioned. I'm like, wait, is that supposed to be like...
Oh, maybe you weren't crying, so they just...
apparently my sister wasn't crying, so they smacked her on the ass.
Oh, yeah, that's how they tell if you're the fact that they... I know I say that like really offensively, but that's actually how they tell if you have like a disability or something.
Yeah.
How they examine you further. So if you don't come out crying, they'll just be like, "All right, cool. Let's see if she's sensitive," and they'll just like just smack you on the ass real quick. And as soon as they hear the tears, they're like, "All right, they're fine."
Yeah.
Yeah, I was premature. I was born on my mom's bed. That's
fun. Whoa.
My sister had a problem when she was younger. Even now she still does it to a degree. She's just a lot better on it. But when she was a baby, she would just hold her breath randomly. Like just stupidly.
Like does she hold it or does she like forget to breathe?
No, she just hold it and like I don't know. My dad used to have to like hold her upside down and just like smack her in the face a couple of times to make her go and then she put her down again. But like even nowadays she does this stupid thing, like, whenever she gets scared, or she's excited, and she runs around, she just holds her breath. It's like, stop, breathe! Woman!
That's like me on shrooms the other day.
Yeah.
Breathe! I kept forgetting how to breathe. I was like,
I literally had to be like, okay, breathe.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll see your chest, like, stop, and I'm like, okay, breathe.
Got a little too high, I was like,
oh my god.
I did, that's why I said I'm forgetting how to human.
The best part though is when you really scare her instinct for some reason, you know how everyone has a fight or flight instinct?
Yeah.
My sister does. My sister has a play possum instinct.
Yeah, there's freeze.
No, not freeze. Drop to the ground immediately. This I don't know why. For the longest time, even
she
turned
into a ball and called her like
no, not even, she just drops.
That's about a random
bubble. It's just the funniest thing. You'll spook her, you'll scare her, right? And immediately, she'll just drop to the ground.
What is that?
Immediately, she'll just fall over. Just jump to the ground.
In any position, she just falls?
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Where is it? Do you have on it? Yeah, it's red. I'll take a picture of that.
Could just be an ingrown hair.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can't use the light. It's just like a red look like where the hair comes out of follicle.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little bit irritated, I think.
Okay.
Your hair probably pulled out of it, I don't know.
Oh. So cool. As long as it's not like a thing we need to go to see Dr. Lee about.
It's a cancer spot. You're gonna die.
Oh. What if cancer was like, you're gonna die exactly this many days?
7 days.
7 days. So what would you honestly do if you were called?
Seven. I would have won seven. I would have won like 24 hours. I just wouldn't get it over with.
Yeah.
I would drag on.
You'd be wondering.
I'd be stressing. Yeah. I'd be sitting there smoking cigarettes, stressing. Like
I just want to like say my goodbyes, do a couple drugs,
right? Like do all the drugs at once. Just, like, yeah, you know what, guys? I'm gonna juicy rug myself. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the dumbest death I've ever heard.
Oh my god.
I don't know about that, but
everybody was like, "All right, huh? Man."
Because like even his girlfriend is like, "Oh, something fishy about his death." Because like, why would he just take a shit ton of pills just to like hide it? Just what?
So, essentially, the cops planned a raid.
Yeah.
And as soon as he got off the plane in his car, they immediately were surrounding him.
Yeah.
And had all of his drugs on him and whatnot. Yeah. And from what I read up on it, he already had a couple of charges against him.
Yeah.
And he couldn't afford another.
So he just died.
So he swallowed all of it, and some people were saying, I guess he thought that the investigation would be over quickly. Yeah. The cops would just be like, "Oh, you ain't got nothing on you."
Yeah.
And they got a big bump right here.
Go back and throw it all
out. Are you getting bitches? Because like there's stuff on your skin too. Hmm. Oh yeah. Can you look at this? Were you picking at it? It's red.
Yeah, he was just picking at it.
I think you made it worse.
Remind me like this big dent right here. Or is that just where I got my concussion from?
That's just your
Everyone has like dents and stuff on their
head. Okay, good. Because like I did fall down the stairs and hit my head on a fishing bucket.
Did you take some drugs?
No.
Stop asking stupid questions though.
Speaking of which though, when that actually happened, I got the Moderna shot. And it, weirdly enough, made my body feel, like, limp. So when I walked up the stairs, for some reason my legs gave out. And now I hadn't been doing anything extraneous or anything at all to make my body give out for no reason. So I'm walking up the stairs like a regular person, right? I just came downstairs to let the dog out or whatever else, right? Or get a snack, or figure out what I did. Walk up the stairs, I'm just like, doop, 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 doop. Fine, all of a sudden, just legs give out. Down the stairs. First thing I do is hit my head face first on the stairs, then fall backwards, hit my head every single step on the way down,
God.
And then smash my head down onto the fishing bucket.
Are you okay?
And then I go up the stairs, and then I go into the bathroom, and everything's okay for a second, and next thing I know, I can't see for about, I would say about 10 seconds.
So you bruise the back of your brain.
And then this entire time, I could feel my eyeball, like, vibrating. Yeah. And apparently, my ex-girlfriend said that, like, my eyeball was, like, people was, like, dilating and undilating. Shit. So then I went to the hospital in Ajax, and I got checked out, and I had a minor concussion.
Minor?
Yeah.
From the symptoms, you're lucky to not have brain
damage. I know. I was so lucky. I was
if
like,
your vision geez. Went, that means it hit the back.
I hit the back of my skull and the back of
the brain got bruised for a second there because that's where the vision is.
Yeah, I got back of my head. Did hit the toolbox. Pretty hard. Oh. Pretty hard.
So there you go.
Back of my brain got bruised. Owie. That's probably why I have the dead back here. Jeez.
No, that's just
okay.
Your skull.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool, cool. So, speaking of injuries, so what's the worst injury that's happened to you?
I don't know. For sure.
I agree.
Oh, okay. Okay, what's the worst injury you've heard a story of? I'll go. So, my friend Devin said that him and his friends and his cousins used to, like, run around and hop fences, right?
Yeah.
So, you know those fences that have the, like, X shape on the top, right?
Yeah.
That you're not supposed to climb over?
Yeah.
So, these dumb idiots were trying to be Naruto, right? And hop over it. So, I don't know how this happened, but apparently his cousin went to jump over it, and the X tore through his nutsack and his pants,
and he landed on the ground, and his nuts were just hanging underneath him. Yeah, and gushing and everything, and the nuts are just hanging underneath him, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm getting shivers.
Yeah, and there was like pieces of cloth and skin on the fence, and I was like, oh no. I was so grossed out. I was like, oh no.
I didn't realize how big this fog is until I see them like next to each other.
Yeah, it's huge. It's
really big.
Yeah.
What's your near-death experience?
Ooh, I've got one. Yeah. Okay. So, I was walking in the creek with my friend Lucas, and Devin, and I was walking on a log, and everything was cool.
Yeah.
I was being a little adventurous. Maybe I shouldn't have been so adventurous. And below me, there's a gorge. There's a bunch of sticks facing upwards.
Yeah.
Like, pokey upwards.
Oh.
So, I'm walking all of a sudden on the log. Everything's fine. This thing I know, the bark on the log goes. And so do I.
Oh, and you follow the sticks?
Yep. And it tore up my back and knocked me out unconscious for about, they said I was out unconscious for about 5 minutes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. They thought I was dead.
Oh my god.
Like Lucas was about to call. Lucas was literally about to call 911, and all of a sudden they hear me go and get up and dust myself off, and they're like he's alive. Like he's alive.
Was it all just black?
Yeah. From my perspective, I hit the ground and woke up again.
Oh, okay. So like no time passed.
Yeah. And I had like back of my back was all ripped up. Skin of my back was all ripped up. But like, yeah. But like, apparently, in my perspective, I just hit the ground and got up again. But theirs, I was down for about 5 minutes because it was a good like 10-foot drop.
No.
So I hit the ground hard.
Yeah. Mine, I was like about maybe 4 years old, or 5 years around that age. I was in Jamaica.
Oh, you're wondering about these.
Yeah.
Oh no.
These and are the just, ones these on your back. On your back too.
Oh. Acne.
Oh, okay.
I get acne. Acne. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was in Jamaica.
Have a knee on your back?
Yeah. The what?
A knee on his back.
Oh.
As you were saying.
There was this lake or river by our house, but to get to it, you have to like walk on this hill,
yeah,
or this mountain, or something. But it was like a bunch of dirt, so it was just like and below it was just like trees. It was really high, and it was just trees, and you have to like walk down to the river, kind of thing. I used to hate walking by this little part because there was like not that much dirt, and you have to kind of like hop over it so you don't like slip and fall.
Mm.
So my dad would usually, like, lift me up and take me over it. But one day, my aunt, my uncle's girlfriend, she would cheat on my uncle.
Oh,
and she would, like, use me as an excuse and, like, take me to the river, fuck him in the bushes, and then take me back home.
Wow.
Real classy, fucking in the bushes.
Fucking in the bushes. And I'll just be playing in the river, like,
okay. We'll be waiting in the bushes of love. Somebody's waiting in the bushes of love.
No. So then, like, one day, she did that, and we're coming back, and I'm like, can you please lift me up and take me, because, like, I can't walk this part right here. And she just, like, said fuck off, basically, and went ahead of me.
Wow.
And I slipped, and I was holding onto a tree, like, the vine?
Yeah.
Or the roots. And I was, like, 4 years old, holding onto the root, looking down, there's a bunch of trees and rocks and water and shit below me, and I'm like, I'm gonna die. Suddenly, I blacked out, and I was standing on top. I don't know how I didn't have the strength to pull up, because, I was trying,
So the question was, what was your near-death experience? I told mine, she told her.
Yeah.
What was your near-death experience?
Don't really have one.
Okay, so what was your, like,
sort of worst injury?
Yeah, I don't really have one.
Okay, what's okay? Did you ever get hurt really badly in the military?
No, my knees got fucked up. Carrying pounds on my back every day.
What was that like?
I'm gonna head upstairs with him.
Okay.
He's got a wrestler.
Okay.
We're gonna take a hurt first.
Tiring is what it was.
Okay. So when a lot of people say like a rucksack, so what exactly is a rucksack? You've told me a couple times, but
it's a big ass bag about half the size of you.
Oh my gosh.
To carry up to about 2 weeks of gear in the field.
Oh my gosh.
2 to 4.
Wow.
What kind of training do you have to do?
Yeah.
Depends on your position. For me, I did some basic combat. Did some basic recon. And then the majority of my training is in
was it like mechanics. Setting up towers?
Oh.
Mechanics, radios. Listening in on communications with my boys in the field and relaying messages to the chain of command. But as I've said before, I got in at the wrong time, chose the wrong trade. Because that trade was being phased out and has been phased out since. And they did the exact same thing I told them to do when I was in there. Because it makes no fucking sense. Why is there a middleman? We're risking seconds where people are dying.
Yeah.
Right? Give the infantry the radios. Teach them how to fucking use it. Even a monkey could use it. Right? And have them relay with the chain of command. Why is there a middleman wasting precious seconds of time?
Right. Okay. All right. So I got a question because I like hearing these stories. So.
You have to go to bed. So.
All right, one more. So, in your boxing career, at the gym, who was one of your toughest opponents? You would say. Like with the one who challenged you the most.
Coach.
So wasn't anybody who like did like any holds on you that you got out of or like.
You said boxing.
Okay. I got. All right, here's a better one. So in your career as a fighter, who challenged you the most, or what was your most favorite fight?
Anytime. I got to wrestle with Bruckman when I was fighting at Justin Bruckman's gym. It was fun. That man is a wealth of knowledge and has a grip strength that feels like your arm is being crushed.
Damn.
He grabs you, man.
Damn. It
feels like you just pop a bicep out.
Damn. All right, everybody. So we're going to end the show tonight. Because we're all going to go to bed. Because we have an early morning. And so does my co-host. All right. So if you are a Spotify podcaster and you want Spotify for podcasting, install it on every single device possible. Except for flip phones, Granny. Get a new one. All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't followed us on Wisdom, follow the Zombie Crew. We are online. I don't know when. But we have a Spotify page, and you can go on there directly on our link and listen to all our talks. All right, consider following us, and see you guys later. Bye.